Howdy, to neighbors. Good Monday morning. Ron Hayes in Big Country. Checking farm news up next.
Choosing the right wheat variety is a critical management decision, significantly impacting yield potential, grain quality, and overall profitability. Lance Embry with Bear Westbred talks about their exciting portfolio.
We've really got a really good portfolio of products. Whenever I think about a non-herbicide tolerant product that's really good on low pH, provides really good forage, would be a product like WB4401. It's probably one of our bigger volume products for this area. Another one that just kind of goes everywhere and does really well would be WB4422. Then as we move south down into Texas, things change a little bit. Not worried about the acid soil tolerance. They're not really worried about the grazing aspect in that central corridor quite as much, but standability gets to be a big issue. And so the wheat can get a little taller down there, so we look for a variety that's a little shorter statured and that has good standability.
All of these varieties can be accessed at westbred.com.
The April rains across this part of the country have been incredible, but atmospheric scientist Matt Macon says, don't be fooled, we are still right dead center in a La Nina, and that means drier weather out there ahead.
The connection globally to any one catalyst really drops off in April and May until you get into the summer. But it's just been, in large context, it's been the luck of the draw. In other contexts, it is this catching the transition out of La Nina for the winter, getting the water from you to Tennessee to Kentucky, and you're on the tail end of it. So there's some science to it. There's also some luck, honestly.
Matt Macon saying this transition tremendously helpful for our winter wheat crop, for our pastures, our hay production, and filling ponds this spring. That's your Farm and Ranch News. I'm Ron Hayes.